We're back with our guest in the Basement Record Library tonight, Al, Big Al Anderson. Al, how did you and Delbert McClinton wind up doing such different versions of your song, Blues About Me Baby?
I went into his house. He said, I want to write a Hank Williams song. So we wrote Blues About Your Baby, just like Hank would have done, and that's the way I cut it. Well, it's fine to sinking in that you ain't coming back. I get my old guitar down off the rack. This ain't the blues about your baby. This ain't the blues about your baby. But is it bringing me down? I'm just a moping around. I got the blues about your baby. Well, the hard part, honey, about having the blues. It's like I'm walking the floor in a dead man's shoes. I got the blues about your baby. I got the blues about your baby.
So that's how we wrote it, and that's how we laid it down on the work tape, and that's how I cut mine. And then he cuts it, you know, in a complete R&B way. He said, well, I didn't mean that. But I like them both.
Rolling, we're rolling. Oh, boy. Do that thing, Kevin. Oh, yeah. Well, it's finally sinking in. You ain't coming back. Go get my old guitar down off the rack and sing the blues about your baby. Sang the blues about your baby. It's really bringing me down. I'm just a moping around. I got the blues about your baby. Well, the hardest thing, honey, about having the blues, like walking the floor in a dead man's shoes. I got the blues about your baby. I got the blues about your baby. Maybe this homemade wine will wash you out of my mind. I got the blues about your baby. I keep a knocking at your door, but you won't let me in. I'll be back tomorrow night a knocking again. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. While I'm a fool for you, I ain't got nothing to lose. I got the blues about you, baby. All right. Find us a brand new start. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. Well, I'm a fool for you. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm a fool about you, baby. Well, I can't sleep. I just lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, going out of my head. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. It's really bringing me down. I'm just a moping around. I got the blues about you, baby. All right, Kev. You know you really ought to be ashamed of yourself for breaking my heart and I'm ruining my health. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. Well, you committed a crime, but I'm doing a time. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. I got the blues about you, baby. I'm a fool for you. I ain't got nothing to lose. I got the blues about you, baby.
Great guy. And when he's on, boy, he can write a great lyric. I love being around that guy. Plus, he's got stories to last a lifetime over in England, you know, Bruce Chanel and the Beatles and all that stuff.
He played harmonica on that 1962 record, didn't he?
Hey, baby. It was his first session.
Huh. That's a good first session.
And it was in Fort Worth and all that stuff, that Sea of Love by Phil Phillips. Was also on that, cut in that same studio, I think the same day.
That was another good session to be on. Now, you had how many songs on this new Vince Gill set?
13, I believe.
It's a 4-CD set?
It is.
How long did Vince work on this?
A year.
And how did you get involved?
Well, I was on the previous album. I had three songs. And I just started writing with them. Started with a song called Rock of Your Love, and me and Leslie had almost finished it. And we said, it sounds so much like Vince, we got to call him. So he came in, and then we wrote that, and we wrote two more. And I started writing with him again and again, and not even knowing what, no one knew he was going to do a four CD box set. I was just writing songs with him because I just like being around the guy. And I ended up with 13 on it, and a lot of them are duets that I would never have gotten otherwise. Michael McDonald and Diana Krall, Phil Everly, and I got to write a song with him eventually. He's where I've gotten music, period. The Everly Brothers. And let me see, Emmy Lou, Ronnie Crowell, Patty, Trisha.
Did you play on the tracks?
I played on some things that I didn't write, and I didn't play on some things I did write. It's just as if I was in the area. I just go over there and say, well, I'll get a guitar.
Is there songs that you're particularly proud of on this record?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Most all of them. I think my favorite is Some Things Never Get Old with Emmy Lou.
Have you ever watched the sunset disappear in the water down in Mexico? Sky on fire, melting into the ocean. Man, there's some things that never get old. Have you ever seen a baby walk for the first time? It's like watching a sparrow, a sparrow's wings unfold. And when that baby smiles up at you, man, there's some things that never get old. Making sweet love to that gal of mine, my first taste of bluebird wine. Eating watermelon down to the Rhine, any old song by Brother John Prine. Sometimes that face, looking back in the mirror, and make that mirror cold, babe. But in my heart, oh, I'm 100 years younger. Man, there's some things that never get old. No, no. Some friends of mine, it's a two-tone Chevy, she's a 59. Ice cold beer in the summertime, picking on the back porch with Brother John Prine. Well, I think living's one long highway. I'm betting heaven is at the end of the road. And I think love might be the answer. Man, there's some things that never get old. I thank love, oh Lord, I know it's the answer. Oh, there's some things that never get old.
You were still with NRBQ when you wrote that song with Carlene Carter, weren't you?
Yeah, we were playing in Long Beach, and she came to the gig and wanted us to sing on her record. So we went up the next day and sang on it. And we got to talking, and she'd been clean and sober 4 years, and I'd had, like, I don't know, 6 months or something. So we decided we were going to write, so I flew back out to write with her. And we wrote Every Little Thing, which was top five all over the world. And another song called Something Already Gone, which was in the Maverick movie soundtrack. And so I went, I'm still playing with the cue and everything, and I go to the mailbox, and there's a check for $56,000, and I'm going, you know, I can sit on a couch and do this for a living. And no more Red Roof, no more Waffle House, no being around smoke and urine and ammonia, all the bars and stuff. So I thought it would be a nice way to make a living, but because I was 43 and it was just getting old to me, traveling, hated it.
How did it work out?
Writing songs?
Yeah,
it's been really good. I've had a good run. I was Songwriter of the Year in 2000 at BMI. And I've had a bunch of hits.
Back in the Basement Record Library with our guest tonight, Big Al Anderson. Tonight's cue music is from 10-year-old Al Anderson, a 7-inch disc on the Red Rooster label, appropriately titled Little Al.